Praise the Lord, everybody.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh God, I bless you tonight, Lord. I bless you. I bless you. I bless you. I bless you, God. I lift you up and glorify your name, Lord God. Lord, we come before you right now, God, to give you all the salutations, God, and all the accolades, Lord God. As we lift you up, Lord God, and let you know just how much we love you and appreciate you, God, and express our admiration and gratitude to you, Father God, for all that you are for us, God, and everything that you do to us, Lord God, and for us, Lord God. Lord, we want to tell you tonight, God, that we are grateful for everything that you do for us, Lord God, because we know, Father God, that you don't have to, but you do. And we are most of all, Father God, grateful for your grace and your mercy, God, and giving your only Son, Lord God, to shed his blood for us and die on the cross for us, Lord God. He, Father God, died for us that we may be able to be free, Father God, that we may be forgiven for all of our trespasses and iniquities, Lord God. Sins known and unknown, Father God. We want to tell you once today, Father God, that we appreciate you, Father God, for loving us the way that you do, God. Because if you did not, God, you would not, God, have given us your only Son, Father God. We were not valuable to you, Father God. If we didn't mean that much to you, Father God, we would not be even here today, Father God. Oh, God, but because of the love that you have for us, God, we are here today, God. And that we have the opportunity, Lord God, to stand before you and tell you that we are grateful to you, Lord. That we thank you, that we appreciate you, Lord. And right now, Lord God, we want to give you not only what's due to you, God, but what's owed to you, Father God. Because, Lord God, we would not have life right now, God, if it had not been for you. God, we would not be here breathing, God, being able to speak, God, in our right state of minds, Father God, with the full function activity of our limbs, Lord God, if it had not been for you, Lord God. We thank you today, Lord. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, God, and we just want to lift you up, God, and exalt you, Lord God, because we know, God, there is nothing and nobody greater than you, God, and nothing, Father God, and it's bigger than you, Lord God. No, God, we know, Father God, there's nothing that go on experience in our lives, Father God, has the power, Lord God, to overpower what you say and what you do within our lives, Lord God. And we just want to say thanks today, God, that you are Lord God Almighty, that you're the one who holds our power in your hand and sitting high and looks low, God. Oh, God, we bless you on today, God. God, you are Alpha and Omega. You are the beginning and the end. You are the author and the finisher, Father God. We just want to tell you how great you are, Lord God. Oh, God, you are more than great. You are wonderful, Father God. You are amazing, God. And we just want to tell you on today, Father God, it's an honor and privilege for us, Father God, to even be able to come before you, to be in your presence, God, to be able to commune with you, Lord God. We want to say thank you for that, God. We are grateful, Father God, for the relationship that you allow us to have with you, drawing us closer and nearer to you, Father God, as we feel your love, Father God, as you wrap up us in your arms, Lord God, and feel your presence, Lord God, in your warm embrace, Father God, as we bow before you, Lord God, because we want you to know, Father God, that we are nothing without you, Lord God, and we bow before you, Lord God, to let you know, God, that you are everything to us, God, and where you stand within our lives, Lord God. You are the head of our lives. You are the King of kings and Lord of lords, Lord God, and we owe it all to you, Father God, and we don't want to hold back our praise, our worship, God, our thanks, ourselves, God. Lord, we willingly, Lord God, give ourselves back to you, God, because we belong to you anyway, God. But you give us free will choice to choose, God, if we're going to love you with all our hearts sincerely, if we're going to give you our yes, God, sincerely, God, if we're going to submit and commit to you, God, sincerely and totally on today, Father God. And today, God, we come before you, God, to give ourselves to you, God, to make ourselves available to you, God, that you may continue to have your way, Lord God, that you may continue, Lord God, to use as you see fit for the building of your kingdom, God, because we are your servants, Lord God, and we come to serve you, God, as you guide and lead us to serve your people, Lord God. Oh, God, we just want to say thank you for washing us with your blood. Thank you, Father God, for cleansing our sins away. Thank you, Father God, for fixing our hearts and molding us, God, because you are the potter and we are the clay, Lord God. We want to say thank you for the masterpiece that you are working, God, because we know, God, that we can't mold and shape ourselves, God, because we did not even know who we were, Lord God. We want to say thank you once today, God, for being the potter, God, and structuring us, Lord God, because we did not even know, God, how we needed to be put together, God, but you gave us our identities. You told us who we are, God. You let us know our worth and our value. We want to say thank you for what you put on the inside of us, Lord God, because, Lord God, it's greater than we can even imagine, Lord. We want to thank you for that. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God, because where we are today, we're not where we used to be, God. It was because of your grace and your mercy, God. Oh, Lord, I thank We want to throw it all away. We want to take our own life. And sadness and depression consumed us. I thank you. Oh God, we thank you for holding us close and keeping us so we wouldn't let go. So we can see, God, that our greater was later. Glory to your name, God. I thank you, Lord, because you said the greater was later. It is later. We thank you because it's greater. Thank you, Lord. Oh God, thank you for your love. Thank you for your mercy. God, thank you, Lord. You are more than amazing. You are more than amazing. You are marvelous. And we thank you for all the things that you have done, God. All the things that you have done, Lord God. Oh God, we cannot tell you enough. We appreciate you. And that is why, Lord God, we give ourselves to you willingly, God. Because we would not be here today if it had not been to you, Lord. Keeping your hand on our lives, God. Oh, Lord, we thank you for your protection. Oh, Lord, we thank you for today. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, God, how great you are. Our great King, we bow before you and bless you. We bow before you and bless you. Bow before you and bless you, God. You are good. You are more than good. And we want you to know we love you. And we appreciate you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for life today. That we may be able to tell somebody else about your goodness and your grace and your mercy, God. Thank you for life today, Lord. That we may let somebody else know, God, that your grace is sufficient and is more than enough, God. Thank you on today for life today, God. We can tell somebody else about a God who saves, who heals, who can put broken things back together, Lord. That is who you are. And we bless your name on today, God. Oh, God, we thank you for making us and making us great. Making us and making us whole. Putting us in that place, God, of peace that we need, that we can rest in you, God. Oh, God, you are everything to us, Lord. And we want to say thank you for showing us that you are everything to us, God. Everything for us, God. Everything, Lord God, we can imagine or need you to be, God. You are that. Oh, thank you, Lord. You are the comforter, Lord. You are a friend to the friendless. You are the one who is there when those times that we feel like we're alone and feel lonely, you let us know that we are not alone. You'll never leave us or forsake us, God. Oh, God, we thank you. You are our provider. You are our way maker. Oh, God, we thank you, thank you, thank you, God. And you are our healer, Lord. You are our healer. And we thank you for your healing, Lord, in every area of our lives and everybody attached to us, God. God, because you know who's in need of healing, God. And that's why you sent your son, Jesus, God, that we all may be healed, that we may be free, that we may be able to be delivered, God. And want to say thank you, Lord. God, tonight I speak a word of healing over your people, God. I speak healing into the marriages, Lord. I speak healing into our children. I speak healing into the relationships. I speak healing to the bodies, Lord. I speak healing to the minds, God. Because you are a healer, Lord. You are a healer, Lord. You are a healer, Lord. And by the blood of Jesus, I'm asking that you will come, God. And Lord, you said, by Jesus' stripes, it's already done, God. So we thank you tonight, God, for the healing for your people. We thank you on tonight, God, for the healing for that sickness. We thank you on tonight, God, for healing, Father God, for the family, Lord. Because you are God of reconciliation and a God of unison. Oh, God, we thank you for the healing of the body of Christ. That we may continue to come together, Lord God. You said that we are one body fitly joined together, huh? So God, continue to let us come together. Let nothing, God, separate what it is that you, God, preordained and predestined, Lord God, to be together for the building of your kingdom, God. So God, I'm asking that your word will continue to rule in the lives of your people according to your will, your purpose, and your plan, God. God, continue to touch on tonight. Let your people come to you, God, with bowed head and open hearts, Lord God. Open before you, welcoming you in, God, giving you their yes, Lord God, that you may heal their land, Lord God. God, touch on today, God. May your people come into a place of repentance. Let them have a right and sound mindset when they come, God. And continue, Lord God, to give us a heart of acceptance, God. That we can accept the healing that you have already given us access to, God. To accept that you are the healer, God. And there's nothing, God, too hard for you to do, Lord God. So, God, we know, Lord God, no matter what is said, or no matter what is done, if it's contrary to what you say, that word is void. But what you say, God, is a promise. And you are a promise keeper, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you on tonight. We thank you for being in our midst, our presence, God, as we come before you. We thank you, Lord God, to allow us to sit at your feet and commune with us, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. Oh, God, continue to touch your people. Everybody that we stand in the gap for, Lord God. Lord God, you said that we are to bear the firmness of one another, Lord God. So on tonight, we lift up to you those, God, who are in a place of lacking strength. Those, Lord God, that you have allowed us, Lord God, to carry, Lord God, the load and the weight along with them, Lord God. We bring them before you on today that you may continue to strengthen them, God, in this time of waiting, in this time of grieving, in this time, Father God, of challenge as they go through their trials and tests and storms, God, because we know, God, if you brought them to it, you'll bring them through it on today, Lord God. Oh, God, may we continue, Lord God, to cast our cares upon you because you care for us, God. Give us, giving you every concern, every worry, and every trouble, and every issue, God, whether it be for ourselves or someone else, God, because you are the burden bearer, God, and you said your yoke is easy, your burdens are light, God. So on tonight, Lord God, we give it all to you, Lord God, because we know that you can handle it, God, and you can fix it. We know that you can make it right, God, that you can set it where it needs to be, God, firmly in place, Lord God. So God, continue to make us, Lord God, be set in place, God, firm, without wavering, God, not being easily moved or tossed to and fro. But God, we are grounded, rooted, and anchored in you because we stand on your word, and your word is true. And continue, Lord God, to let your truth, God, resonate on the inside of us, God, and your truth continue to make us free and help us to be able to see that we may continue to continue in you, God. We thank you on tonight, God, for helping us, Lord God, to be more anchored and rooted, God. And if by chance, Lord God, our roots are not anchored, Lord God, give us the stability that we need, Lord God. Remove anything, God, that's causing us to be easily uprooted, Lord God. And that the soil that we are in is not allowing us to grow and be nurtured. And we be malnourished, God, continue, Lord God, to allow us to take in the proper things that we need to take in you, God, that we may be able to grow and progress. And we just want to thank you on tonight, God, for knowing just what it is that we need, for putting inside of us exactly what's needed, and taking out everything that does not belong, continue to purge us, pluck up, uproot, Father God, separate, God. God, you know what's best for us, Lord, and oh, God, you know what we need, and we want to thank you, God, for always knowing what we need. You wrote our stories. You wrote each and every part and every detail, God. You orchestrated it, God. So you know exactly, Lord God, what it is that we need to be doing, God. So, Lord God, let's continue, Lord God, to do your word and do the works that we may be able to see some results on today, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God. Continue to give us a desire in our heart, Lord God, to do what it is that you ask of us to do, God, and not be self-willed, God, not be haughty, proud, and stubborn, and stiff-necked, Father God, and let's, Lord God, to reciprocate to you what you have given to us with faithfulness and loyalty, Lord God. We thank you for your faithfulness and your loyalty to us, God. Even when we are not, Lord, we love you. We appreciate you. We are so grateful to you, Lord. God, I ask tonight that you continue, Lord God, to meet us right here as we come together for Tuesday teaching, Lord God, and teach us, Lord God. Let us learn, Lord God. Let's open up, God, to your wisdom, your knowledge, God, that we may be able to have the understanding that we need, and we will not lead to our own understanding, God, and accept your truth that tonight it may make us free if we open up our hearts to consider, Lord. Oh, God, we bless you. We praise your name. We give you all the glory and the honor, Lord. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen.